And KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour. Time for a look at the news for a Monday, the 24th day of February for 2020. Well, topping the news today, Amador County and Calaveras County vote centers have opened and will be open now through the March 3rd presidential primary. Amador County Elections Office hours are now Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday and Sundays, 10 to 6 p.m., and Election Day, 7 to 8 a.m. Mace Meadows Golf Course hours now are 10 to 6 daily and 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Election Day. Now, on the 29th, this coming Saturday, another vote center will open and will be open every day through Election Day. It's located at the Ione Memorial Hall. Daily, open from 10 to 6, and on Election Day from 7 to 8. In Calaveras County, Calaveras County vote centers will be in operation daily from 8 to 4, and on Election Day from 7 to 8. They are located at the Calaveras County Government Center in San Andreas and the Jenny Lind Veterans Memorial Hall. Now, if you have any questions in either Amador or Calaveras County on voting, contact your local elections department.
Well, authorities have released the identity of a man found shot to death near Plymouth Friday as 66-year-old Philip Haney, believed to be a resident of the Plymouth area. Haney, a Department of Homeland Security whistleblower and outspoken critic of the Obama administration. A statement released Saturday by the Amador Sheriff Office reported on Friday at about 10:12 in the morning, deputies and detectives responded to Highway 124 and 16 in Plymouth to reports of a male subject on the ground with a gunshot wound. Upon arrival, they located and identified 66-year-old Philip Haney, who was deceased, and appeared to have suffered a single, self-inflicted gunshot wound. A firearm located next to Haney and his vehicle. In June 2016, Haney testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee, where he alleged the Obama-era DHS, Department of Homeland Security, had ordered him to delete hundreds of files about reputed associates of Islamic terrorist groups. Haney made the case that several attacks in the U.S. could have been prevented if some of the files had not been deleted. Citing the fact the investigation is active and ongoing, the sheriff's office said no further details will be released at this time.
Ione and Valley Springs may soon become emergency homeless shelter sites. Governor Newsom's newly released list of state-owned properties available for local governments to use for local homelessness solutions includes two local properties. The list comes on the heels of Newsom's meetings with regional officials working on the front lines across the state to combat homeless issues and his State of the State address, which referred to the impending release of that list and called for all levels of government to step up. Now, there are one property each in Amador and Calaveras County. In Amador County, the property is listed at 201 Waterman Road, which is the address of the former Preston School of Industry. In Calaveras County, the property is owned by Caltrans in Valley Springs near Warren Road and Highway 26. Newsom says he wants local leaders to review the available state-owned sites in their areas and work with the state towards developing housing and shelter proposals that help move people off the streets. Under his plan, the state is offering local governments $1 leases to use the identified properties and the ability for qualifying projects to tap into some $650 million in state emergency homeless aid and technical assistance for building out these sites.
Well, a local agency is inviting Amador residents to an informational forum on domestic violence. The past year, Amador County has recorded an escalated number of domestic violence incidents. Recently, the New Year's Day murder-suicide, the county's third on record in just a year and a half. These cases have inspired the creation of the Amador County Domestic Violence Council. The collective, a network of public, nonprofit, and private agencies working together to develop a better system-wide structure and response. Visitors will learn from the Social Service Department, the Sheriff's Office, Operation CARE, Child Abuse Prevention Council, DA's Victim Witness Office, and more but the county's network of domestic violence services. The meeting will be held Tuesday the 25th, that's tomorrow, at the Board of Supervisors chambers from 6 to 7 in the evening. Any Amador resident encouraged to join the council in their effort to reduce local acts of violence.
And the Calaveras Animal Shelter is busting at the seams. 47 animals were removed from a home on Thursday and relocated to the center. According to a press release from the animal shelter, the animals were recovered from a residence off of Uncle Billy Court in Copperopolis. Following their discovery, the home was red-tagged by the county code enforcement for a variety of violations as well as not having a water connection. Currently, all animals are being cared for at the shelter off of Jeff Tuttle Drive in San Andreas. Now, the center needs some help. If you can, provide supplies such as towels, potty pads, newspaper, litter pans, and toys for small dogs and cats. Now, all of this can be dropped off at the center. And better yet, while you're there, why not even adopt one of your four-legged friends from the center?
And registration now open for spring junior tennis. Boys and girls, 7 to 14, play on co-ed teams and three ability levels, intermediate, advanced, and beginning. So no experience is necessary. Again, beginners welcome. League matches run 6 consecutive Saturdays, May 9th through June 13th, with practices starting in mid-April. Cost is $70 for the first child, $45 for the second, $10 for the third. But that maxes out at $125 per household. Now, early bird special, take $10 off your total if registration is postmarked by March 1st. Now, your fee includes T-shirt, season end party, and awards. Complete an online registration form at amadortennisclub.org. Registrations must be received by April 2nd, and space is limited. If you have questions, contact League Director Christian Ducray at 304-2816.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, visit our website, kvgcradio.com.